and Military Supply.
A little bit of a shakeup in Southern California, 5.7 magnitude to be exact. Game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Pods stopped in the eighth inning for a little bit, for a few minutes, while the stadium basically swayed. Ooh, that's a scary feeling. And then they went on with the game. It's always the aftershocks and all that kind of stuff that you worry about. Speaking of aftershocks, Obama's saying forget the aftershocks when it comes to the Gulf Coast. Eat the seafood. It's safe to eat. Come and lay on the beaches. I promise you, the Gulf Coast is fine, and it's going to be bigger and badder than ever, my friends. So let's see what he officially says when he addresses the nation on Tuesday. It's a big media circus following the prez as he mapped out 2 days of crisscrossing several states in the region where the oil spill is affecting, supposedly, some people's livelihoods, because, hey, people are getting checks. So I can't believe that the oil that we're seeing isn't really showing up in the wetlands or on some of the beaches and some of those tar balls, ruining the shrimp in some cases, certainly not in the entire region. But you look at the amount of oil that's being pumped out by broken pipes, and you just have to question, is this a promise the president can really, really keep? The good news is there is a third party that's going to get involved in getting the checks to the people who need them, who were dependent on what was happening in certain areas like Gulf Shores in Alabama, and they've been slammed with a ton of cancellations, whether it's hotels or restaurants or even wedding folks are being crucified down there because people are canceling their weddings. After all, who wants to get married, like I said on a previous show, with the smell of petroleum in the background? Not a good way to start out, huh? Kate DeLady, America Tonight, the name of the show, in case you are unaware of what we do here. We zig and zag all over the place, and it means you can throw in your 2 cents, I don't care, left, right, and those places in between. 800-259-5791. How do you feel about drones patrolling your mama's neighborhood, your neighborhood, and your friends' neighborhoods? That's what's being discussed at this point. It has been brought up before a couple of years ago, but it's kind of shelved because there was information that was needed on the side of what can the drones do and how far can they go and how can you control the drones and a lot of other questions. And the FAA is saying they're not going to clear the airspace. They're concerned about the potential of unnecessary crashes with helicopters and cargo planes with this unmanned drone, and ultimately what can happen to the people on the ground. Bottom line is it's Big Brother, big time, smothering us. I do not want to be taking a jog, look up in the sky, and see a drone following me. That might sound a little bit dramatic, but has it come to that? Think of how big the nation is, how many towns there are, go from state to state, and how crazy it would be to really have unmanned drones on some of our highways and byways, to be honest. Let's jump back to the oil spill for a second, because it's all about this whole liability thing. I said the checks were going to get issued a little bit faster. That was the good news. But what is the ultimate dollar figure going to be? And what about the people who are affected by the massive moratorium on oil drilling? We've had people call this show in the oil business who have said the problem is when the platforms were moved to deep waters, there were a lot of unknowns versus in the shallow waters where it was fine. So this is what happens. You don't like the eyesores. You tell them to push out to deeper waters. There's not really tight safety regulations. And oops, here we go. So here's what Senator Robert Menendez had to say, Democrat from New Jersey, on the whole liability thing.
Pretty common sense and basic fairness is that if you broke it, you fix it. If you messed up, you clean up.
James Carville's been pretty vocal about what he thinks with the wetlands, and because he's from Louisiana, he's trying to get as many people as he can to listen to him, including the president.
You know, we're losing wetlands at the rate of the size of Manhattan every year. And if this president seizes this initiative and talks about re-diverting the river below what they call Myrtle Grove and reflooding those wetlands, that's going to be a big part of his legacy. That's going to be an enormous thing, and that's what people are really looking for.
I don't know that we're going to have any of that action in the wetlands. It hasn't happened in the past, and now you're going to be dealing with oil in many cases pretty far in. You know, it's that waiting game, a lot of promises, but I think a lot of promises that are not going to be kept. Eric in Washington, you're our leadoff man. Hey, Eric.
Hey. I didn't call about this, but I'm an RC enthusiast, and you can go to your local hobby shop and build a drone pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I called BP.
But wait a second. Okay, so yes, we know you can do that. But would you like to see drones giving us tickets, basically clicking the information down, kind of patrolling the neighborhoods? Is that what you want to see?
No, I don't want to.
Yes, I agree. Yeah, for recreation, it's all cool. I'm all with you. I'm in Central Park running the thing. I agree, but not when it comes to our neighborhoods and law enforcement.
Maybe we could build drones that would shoot down their drones.
There you go. We don't like you anymore. Boom.
And the hobby shops can make a lot of money.
No kidding, huh?
Because they're all owned by the military contractors anyway.
There you go. What else is on your mind, Eric?
Well, I called BP this morning, and I offered a suggestion for the plugging the oil gusher.
Okay, what was your suggestion?
Well, and they're supposed to send you a form, and they haven't sent me a form, so they must have thought it was a joke. But I'll use the term auger to describe something that can be augered into the hole.
Mm-hmm.
And shaped in a way, tapered, so that as it goes into the hole, it will close the flow.
All right, I got you. So something that goes in that starts to close as it's going into it.
Yeah, it's like 60 feet long or something, and designed to, grab into there. You know, it's a screw.
Yeah, right. That makes sense if you think about it.
Yeah.
But I wonder if they've thought about it. See, here's the problem that I think it is tunnel vision, because you have a bunch of engineers who are sitting around and they're not thinking outside of the box. And I like the idea of people offering up what we're calling junk shots. They have their own junk shot, but that's not a bad idea. Could you design something? You could, I would assume, right? Because we certainly, that's like having giant drill bits almost that are tiered or tapered like that. But sure, why not? Thanks, Eric. Eric threw out a suggestion to BP. We'll slice it, dice it, and send it to them and see what they say. It'd be like, no, we've already heard that suggestion. We've already heard that from James Cameron and some of the other movie people. That's what they think we should do. Hang with us. Some more to come along the way, including odds and ends.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural
liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Like plug this leak in the Gulf, which it's so crazy, isn't it? That you, if you really think about it, and you think of technology, and yes, I know you were talking about it's so deep in the water, and that's the big problem. But it is crazy that it's been this long, and you know, 6 days before the oil rig exploded, there was a drilling engineer who now is being quoted all over the place who called the rig a nightmare well that had caused them a lot of problems in the past. And he made his comments in an email, in fact, and then the horrific things happened just days later, really. His email was marked was dated rather April 14th. April 20th is when the Horizon had its problems, and of course all the barrels of oil go flying into the Gulf of Mexico into our worst disaster. But there's all these documents, because well, that's of course what's happening. They're gathering all these documents, and there were a bunch of others that were part of a trail that was released in Washington by the House Energy and Commerce Committee, which is looking into what happened and the questionable decisions and blah, 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 all that stuff. But there you have the drilling engineer. That's what the guy does, who's saying, man, this is not looking good. He was forecasting the doom, and then it happened. And now they can't figure out a way to really, really cover this leak. It's just nuts. Mike in California, it's your turn on America Tonight. Hello.
How you doing? Can you hear me there, Mrs. Kate?
I can hear you loud and clear, buddy. What's up?
Excellent. I'm a welder pipe fitter myself. Been doing it since high school, basically. And I called into Mr. Jones Friday about this. You know what a drink umbrella looks like, right?
Yes.
Okay. Basically, what I recommended was something similar to that, contoured to fit the top of the a batless that it's puking out of.
Uh-huh.
And just make the shaft of the umbrella, without the hinges, of course, much longer, because the thing's supposed to be 5,000 feet deep. And you're aware of how a wine cork seals inside the neck of the bottle, not on the top like a soda pop bottle cap, right?
Absolutely, absolutely, yes.
Well, I was thinking, you know, I'm told that the thing's putting out 35,000 to 70,000 pounds PSI, and a screw might just get unscrewed by the pressure. It may not even be able to be screwed in. But if you were to put about 1 million pounds worth of weight on an umbrella-type tapered shaft and jam that sucker down in there, and you probably have to segment the rings, like a small cup with a bigger cup over it with the bottom cut out, and then the next one up bigger, and the next one up bigger, next one up bigger.
Right.
You could basically sheath the whole mountain or batless that way and anchor the sucker to the ocean floor. And if you got, even if it's 300,000 pounds of line pressure, and you had a 200-yard long shank going down there that tapered out real gradually, and just ending a few inches larger in diameter than whatever the pipe is. Let's say it's a 12-inch pipe, and you end up with a 14-inch diameter at the top of the umbrella. You just drop that sucker down in there with the little subs, little remote subs, and have it just guided in there. It'd be like a self-centering locator pin or old married couple, however you want to put it. Just lower that sucker down on there, and then anchor it down, have the sub take laps around and weld the sucker up, and then bolt it down to the ocean floor where it isn't going into the lava, because once lava cools, that stuff's really damn hard, and they're talking about sticking a flipping nuke in there, and that was just going to shatter it all to snot, and just it would be a thousand times more difficult to fix. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's on that. That point. I got a couple other points, but
yeah, that was good. That's not a bad idea. That's not a bad idea, because if you could anchor it to the floor, I like that idea.
Well, you just, you know, make it in, you know, let's
and
say
the pressure.
Whatever, 100 feet tall, then you go with 20 foot segments, and you put
cap
five segments
off
on it, and you basically skin the whole mountain with steel, you know, 6 inches thick worth of stainless. That would last a good long time, and they could either rebuild it or cap something else over it or drop another 1 million pounds worth of rocks on it to keep it there.
Yeah.
And then a couple of suck tubes to get whatever spill out oil comes out. It'd be greatly diminished, I'm sure.
Wow.
But that's just one idea. Like I said, I've been doing this stuff for a long time, and I do mufflers and exhaust systems, and if you take a shaping cone and you stick it in the end of the muffler pipe and you slam it on the ground, it flares out slightly so you can fit it over the pipe you're fitting it over.
Mm-hmm.
Similar idea, but with a long enough shaft to go down there and guide itself
so
in
cover,
and drop down. Anyway, the part about all those guys fleeing out of Arizona,
mm-hmm.
I'm in California, and it's already a real bear trying to get work. I've been looking for work for 5 years, and I'm lucky to get anything worth a scrap out here. So, you know what? If they all come over here to California, because we got so many darn sanctuary cities, I'd be the first one over there tomorrow putting up a muffler shop or whatever they need. I got more than one facilitation I can accommodate. So you're saying
in a bizarre way, it would help you economically if it was a mass exodus from Arizona. There'd be a chance.
I'd go there and take a job in an instant.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're already over there screwing up the workability anyway.
You're right.
I haven't been able to get work in a long time. I go to a convenience store. My GIT background check is clear. I can work behind the counter at 7-Eleven. The guy at 7-Eleven, who's a Middle Eastern
he's not hiring
immigrant,
you.
Hires the Latin immigrant trainees rather than the American that knows how to do the job and has been a night clerk and do all the check-ins and all the deliveries and the whole nine yards. I'm not good enough to hire, but all the little Latin trainees are quite good enough to hire. So I got to think there's a gimmick going on anyway between, you know, Frisco, L.A., Costa Mesa, Santa Ana, Huntington Beach, all these places that are like unbespoken sanctuary cities, although I hear Costa Mesa's
outcutting
themselves.
Yeah.
They're touting themselves as a law-abiding city, but when you drive down the street and see, you don't see it, you know?
Yeah,
it don't look like it.
Yeah, they're trying. I feel for you. I know I used to live in California. I loved living in California, and it's crazy what's happened there in Southern California and in Northern California. I've got buddies in the construction business, and they're just leaving because there's nothing, and they're not getting any gigs, and they're really experienced and really good at what they do, but it doesn't matter because they're not standing on the corner somewhere, and they're not illegally in this country, and they're not cheap labor, that they're going to say, get in the back of the pickup truck, and that's awful. I think it's terrible what's happened, but everybody turned a lot of businesses, Mike, as you know, turned a blind eye, and unfortunately it's bleeding California. I think it's going to start to hit Texas, even though it hasn't as badly as Cali, and we saw what obviously has been going on in Arizona, too. Mike, thanks for the call.
No problem. Good day to you.
Thanks. And hang in there. Construction especially. And he's, of course, got all the auto body experience or with mufflers and whatnot. And in other areas, that could be valuable. But he's right. In California, no, he's the odd man out. I'll tell you, I have a friend that was out of work in California. She's still out of work in California. And she lives in Los Angeles. She was up for something to do with apartments where she would be running the whole place or whatever. It was something she'd done before. And they just assumed, and this is a white girl from Michigan, they just assumed that she's been living in California. She must be bilingual. And then when it came down to, oh, you're perfect for this job, all this experience, you're great, all this stuff, and we can't wait to hire you. And she's like, oh, thank goodness I've been out of work for over a year and a half. Then it was like, well, you are bilingual, right? No, I'm not bilingual. We really need somebody who speaks Spanish because you have to be able to talk to all the workers, all the people who are being hired to do the gardening and whatnot. You have to be able to be fluent in Espanola, and she wasn't. So she was out, and she thought she had finally found a job. I know there are other stories like that, certainly around the country, especially in the Southwest and in California, like we said. All the border states have really been taking it pretty hard. And that's why the governor said, hey, if people leave, if our economy's affected, I mean, they didn't say that, but they know this is the underlying thing. If the economy's affected, we have problems with gangs. We have problems with our state systems here because we cannot afford what's happening. And that especially has hit the Golden State. And I think Mike's right. It's like they're in cahoots with the whole sanctuary city thing. And you know what? That's not changing. I mean, trust me, we're going to have a road to amnesty in this country unless it is a completely different vibe on the Hill. Because remember, it is a government of we the people, but it's who's elected, who's representing you. And everything you hear coming out of Washington, it's not voting well for anything but ultimately amnesty. 800-259-5791. Meet you in a few.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website,
yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms,
and not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's DoublyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to hit the mailbag. You know, I'm always pumping it. Go to AmericaTonight.net. Send me your thoughts. Give me your 2 cents. Let me know what you're thinking. Doesn't matter what you want to talk about. And you all respond. It's great. I mean, really, the emails are incredible. This is a really solid audience. A lot of you come pretty armed with the facts. So we're going to hit the mailbag. I promise you we will do that in just a few minutes here, where you can throw in your 2 cents on any of the stuff that we're talking about. I love that there's some creative ideas on how to plug the leak. It just seems, doesn't it seem like in the world of technology with all the big brains we have on the planet that there's no way to plug this? We understand the problem because it's so bloody deep, you know, 5,000 feet and the pressure and all of that and the things that are happening. What I said before, I really think that these engineers have tunnel vision. This is the way you do it. Engineers think that way. They think they just follow the roadmap and follow what they believe is the problem. So you really need the creative brains and maybe to get together with the engineers to design it. But I think that's right. I think you need people who are thinking outside of the box. And it is really going to be that kind of an idea that could ultimately completely plug the leak up. You wouldn't have any crystallizing in the cap or, oh, some still leaking out or any that kind of stuff. Let's go to Jeff, who's listening to us in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's it going tonight?
Good, buddy. Thanks for the call. What's on your mind?
Just a couple things real quick. I was thinking two things first about the, I guess both about the oil spill, but two different perspectives. Mm-hmm. Everyone, well, not everyone, but people on the left want to blame Bush for this and all this stuff.
Right.
So, okay, if they want to blame Bush, they fine, let him get back into office and he can fix it. But they like that one. You know they love that idea.
Well, everybody hated Bush, but here, I mean, everybody on the left hated Bush, and especially at the tail end of his administration.
So if they blame him for this, then let him back into office so he can fix it.
Sure, let him straighten it out then. But I don't think you can put the. I really don't understand. You cannot put him. This is not on his watch. There are people.
Well,
there,
I'm just being, you know, I. Funny about
from the before, yes.
Yeah, but anyway, the other thing is how everyone on the left wants to try to use this to get off oil.
Uh-huh.
Well, here's something to think about. They're all saying that the big oil companies don't want, evil oil companies don't want us to get off the oil.
Right.
Well, here's something to think about. What if the Arab elitists in the Middle East won't let us off so easily? What happens if we start to move away from them?
The Saudis don't want that because they like the relationship with the United States, because even if it's just a smaller amount that we get there, where you compare all the sources, Canada, etc., doesn't matter. It's still a pipeline that
think about the billions and maybe even trillions they will lose if we get off there.
Right. Right.
Something tells me they wouldn't let us off the hook so easily.
Well, they don't want it to happen. No. They don't want it to happen. No. The whole going green, it's like a clash of two ideas. And you're feeding one hand and trying to feed the other. And even with what's happening with Obama, look, he was saying, drill, baby, drill, let's lift the moratorium. Now it's like, oh, no, we can't lift the moratorium.
Yeah, conveniently, now he can go back on that.
Well, but the problem, but the, you know the reason why he did that. The real reason he said that about the drilling was to appease a lot of the Republicans and a lot of the Republicans from the Gulf states so that he could get the favoritism, try to get some people to win them over for other agenda
issues. And one last thing, you were talking about jobs and all that stuff before the break.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here in St. Louis, the Boeing people in Boeing are getting ready to go on strike because contract disputes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what ticks me off is these people have good, decent jobs, and there's people like them who called on your show before the end of the break who are still looking for work. And the people in Boeing talk about going to strike.
Right,
that really ticks me off.
Right, where a guy like Mike in California, or my pal Patty, who's qualified, who's a hard worker, has a great background, they can't find anything, yeah.
Yeah.
Touche, yeah. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
Okay, a couple of quick things. One, it's the big story, and I haven't even really hit the surface on this one, but there's a man and a woman that were trying to enter an Air Force base with a ton of weapons. You know where it was? MacDill Air Force Base in Florida. It happened on Monday. They were taken into custody after trying to get to the base slightly after 5 o'clock. And it's kind of sketchy. There are some details, but they didn't have proper ID, any kind of ID. They searched the car that they were in. They found military gear and weapons in the SUV they had, but no explosives. They didn't know how many weapons. They didn't release that information, but they were definitely rifle type weapons for sure. And, you know, this base is home to CENTCOM, the U.S. Central Command, and that runs the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. That's where a lot of those planes leave from. So what was the scoop? What is the scoop on that? I think about it. I've been by CENTCOM and at CENTCOM a bunch of different times, and they had to be pretty worried about that on the base, as they were, but they got them. You know, they nabbed them, in other words. And now bases, from what I understand, are on pretty high alert. And they wouldn't say that. They wouldn't necessarily cop to that. But it still is in the wake of what happened with Hassan and Fort Hood and the shooting. So now, if anything, they're kind of a little bit more over the top, and you definitely have to have ID. Unless you had some idiot that was standing guard, but I've heard pretty much everywhere they are really, really asking a ton of questions. If something seems a little, even just a tad off, they start just peppering the questions at you at all of the bases, at a lot of the gates that you would go through. All right, I said we would go to the mailbag, so without further ado, let's head to the mailbag. We have
mail, mistress.
Yes. Can I hear that again, please?
You have mail, mistress.
I'm sorry, guys. Yeah, you had to wake him up. I don't know. There's something about the you have mail, mistress thing. I just like it. I just got to say I like it. All right, this one's from Izzy, our pal Izzy. Since you're discussing illegals again, the following is an article on whiners that got caught. And she sent me an article actually that I read that was good, and it's about that, about the immigration theme, civil rights violations, saying that they're violated, etc. And she's saying it ought to really, really tick off a lot of citizens because I'm infuriated at this bogus crap. I mean, we can definitely say this. The line is in the sand in the United States. There's either one way or the other. And sadly, in some cases, there are gray areas. But now I think there are so many people that are just done with this over the top. And all you have to do is have a personal experience, and it changes everything. You know, I know people that think I was much too hard about the illegal situation in the past. And then something happened to them. Somebody in their family lost out on an opportunity, lost a job, whatever, and they kind of started to wake up to some of what's happening, especially in border states, but not just in border states. So here's the deal. In the article that Izzy sent me, she's talking about these Arizona women who's kind of showed, as the headline said, painted a picture of abuse during a special hearing before Congress, and they talked about their civil rights being violated and about the impact of a state law that would make it a crime to be undocumented. And what they were saying is how there was a workplace raid and they were physically abused and incarcerated without medical care, you know, over a year and a half ago. One of the women talked about that, and that they're being discriminated massively in Arizona, and that there are many, many examples of it, and they gave a couple of other of the women some of the things that they said, and they're filing a lawsuit against the Maricopa County Sheriff's Office after being detained in a worksite raid at a landscaping company. You know, look, here's the thing. If you think of any of us, I just keep coming back to the same thing. Think if Matt and I decided, okay, I have a friend who lives in Europe, right? He's there legally, and he did the whole process, and it was a pain, and he did it. He did it, of course. So here's the thing. He goes over there, goes through the rigmarole he has to go through. If we go over there and we just decide, let's just do America Tonight from a hot beach in Spain. Matt's single. I'm not single, but so let's say I take the husband and he hangs out and he's fishing all day and Matt's chasing women all day. And then we're doing America Tonight and we're having a great time. We're going to just set up here and we're just going to broadcast because we can broadcast from anywhere. And we're going to live off the land, and on the side, we're going to have other gigs that we're going to be doing and then do America Tonight. It's perfect because we could do it at a different, it would be a different time than when we're even on now. They would have us, they would round us up so fast. It would make your head spin. It really would. And yet we constantly get crucified for going after people who are breaking the law. If you and I break the law, what happens to us? You know that feeling you get in the pit of your stomach when you get pulled over by a cop? I mean, come on, even guys, you'd admit to that. Because you don't want a ticket. You don't want to have to pay whatever the amount is. Because you blew through a stop sign too fast, or you were just flat out speeding, or whatever the reason is. You didn't, sometimes even now, they catch you with the seatbelt off, whatever. You don't like it. So, too bad, you break the law, you gotta pay the consequences. If you're here illegally, everything's all kosher, you're making the money, you're under the wire, but then, now there's a crackdown, oh well, you broke the law and you got away for X amount of years. I mean, give me a break, she's right on the whole whiners. Alright, quickly, here's one from Mick Keith. Hey Kate, I gotta say, I'm really liking the show. I've been listening for just a couple of weeks. I'm in Brownwood, Texas, just like Tom who calls in. He cracks me up. And he's right, by the way, when he says that we are armed and agitated, baby. You know that. We are definitely that in Texas, and we're furious over the illegal situation. Just let them leave Arizona and come here. We'll take care of the situation. Ooh, you can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. Stay with us.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do the thing, see you call up on the phone. I like to reggae, but you dance too fast for me. I like to make my feel. You can make me scream. Put it on, red woman. What is wrong with me? Put it on, red woman.
All right, you know how we roll here on America Tonight. We get into it and we jump on the soapboxes and we rip and yell and whatever. And as I say, I invite anybody on this show, left, right, spots in between, let's hear it. I'm all for it. If you have an opinion and and you want to serve it up, please do. 800-259-5791. And we'll see that a lot from the email I'll get. I know I'll get blasted for a lot of the illegal stuff, and that's okay, because I've felt that way ever since I cruised with the Border Patrol past that Zaragoza Bridge in El Paso and that border, El Paso and Juarez, and now it's that much worse. I don't know that I would want to be a reporter down there anymore like I was before. Okay, so let's shake it up a little bit. A couple of odds and ends. That's what I like to say when we throw things in a couple different directions. And it includes this. You know that creepy doctor that was charged in the Michael Jackson death in California? After all that stuff, and after, could Larry King have him on or somebody else talking about him or whatever, So guess what happened to Dr. Conrad Murray? He did not have his license, his medical license, suspended. And the Jackson family, I don't think, was pretty happy about that. They listened to the judge saying that they couldn't suspend it and that it could take months for this case to even go to trial. The judge just said, look, I'll give the case priority, and it's a serious matter for everyone in the community and all that stuff. So basically he said, hey, we're really backed up, so screw it. The doctor gets to keep his medical license for now, and we'll see when we get around to the trial. So you had Papa Joe, Catherine, LaToya, Jermaine, Randy. It was like a who's who of the Jackson family all waiting to hear what they thought was going to be the good news, that he was going to be done. He wasn't going to have his license anymore. There were people outside of the courthouse that were screaming at the top of their lungs, justice for Michael. Look, this guy was an enabler. There's no question. Because he wanted to be tight with Jackson, and he was, because he gave him what he wanted, things that he shouldn't have been taking. He shouldn't have been taking the anesthetics that aren't anesthetics you take other than when you're in the ICU. But, you know, guess what? This doctor was willing to do that, and there were all these problems of, looked like he was trying to cover things up, and there were a lot of problems with what happened. And we'll see. Now, the attorneys for the doctor, for Conrad Murray, are fighting the restriction on the California license, and they're saying that it would prompt the people in Texas and Nevada to take the similar action, because, of course, he has clinics in both states. And he says he did nothing, the doctor says he did nothing that should have killed the pop star. I mean, there's no question he was doing things that he shouldn't have been doing, that Jackson was taking things, was doing things, and was skirting the whole death issue deal. But come on, I mean, he's a doctor. They take the Hippocratic Oath, and he didn't seem to care about that. He wanted to suckle up to somebody famous is really what it boils down to. All right, here's another deal. Gunmen killed, they say, 15 federales on Monday in separate attacks, and they were two drug states. They say it's one of the bloodiest days for any security since the government in Mexico stepped up its fight with the drug cartels. 12 officers died in an ambush near a high school. So now you wonder the power of the cartels. And so now you wonder, Felipe Calderon, will you call out the governor of Arizona for talking about that, for talking about the concern about the coyotes, the drugs being pumped in and run through Arizona? You know, give me a break. You can't keep a lid on anything that's happening in Mexico. Of course, there's mass slayings. And the president continues to defend his crackdown on traffickers. If you go to, you want to go to his website. He's got a website. Of course, he's blogging. And he says he's not going to back down, but the violence has only been surging since he deployed the troops and the federales 4 years ago, saying he was going to crush the cartels. And crush the cartels, he did not. He got a lot of innocent people killed that got in the crosshairs of the middle of what's happening in Mexico. I'm sorry, the money and the prestige and basically, you know, everything else be damned for the people who are in that business. They don't care. It's not sacred to them. Now, the U.S. State Department is issuing a travel warning, just so you know, to all of us to exercise, as they say on the website, extreme caution when traveling in certain areas in Mexico, like Michoacán. So nationwide, 22,700 people killed in drug violence since Calderon ordered the government to go on the offensive against the cartels when he jumped into office in 2006. You want to know how much corruption is connected to this? There's the other answer to that, the other answer to the riddle. Because how many cops there were being paid off to look the other way and, in fact, get money from the drug industry? That's part of the problem, and that's why people are getting gunned down, let's just say that, okay? In the meantime, going in a completely different direction. As time is ticking away here, we're running for the finish line of America Tonight this hour anyway. How about this story? It's the story of the box office and the Karate Kid. Boy, that movie has not lost its chops. It's a remake of an 1984 movie. The debut, over $55 million. That's more than double the opening of The A-Team, which was an 80s, wasn't that, that was an 80s television series too, so $25 million. Which would you rather see, Matt? Karate, if you had to. I'm saying, I know that's not in your wheelhouse, but if you had no choice and you had to see one or the other, which one would you pick?
Okay, it was Karate Kid and who?
A-Team.
A-Team, definitely.
Da, 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 da. What was their music? Bum, ba, dum, bum. I can't remember.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember it either,
you were,
actually.
You were close. I remember the van.
Bum, ba, dum, ba. Something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of A-Team as a kid, but it was because I was more of a Chips, Dukes of Hazzard, and Knight Rider guy.
Knight Rider. It's so cheesy now to go back and watch Knight Rider, but I liked Knight Rider, too. I liked the whole idea of the car.
Right.
Kit, the whole thing, talking. That's what it was that sucked me in, the technology.
And that was pre-Beach David Hasselhoff.
Oh, the cheesy Baywatch series. But you're a guy, and you were a young guy when that was on. You were probably one of the
hot women.
Of course, the hot women that were, you know, they had, what did Pamela Anderson have on then? Just a thong?
What? She had the red lifeguard suit.
Pamela, save
Pamela
me,
Anderson,
save me.
Yasmin Bleeth. There's a lot of
Yasmin Bleeth back in the day. I would say, I bet a lot of men.
Gina Lee Nolan.
Yeah, I liked her.
God, who else is on that? There is Donna DeArco. Alexander Paul.
Yeah, she's blonde, yeah. You know what? Alexander Paul, she was one of the few people in California at the time that had an electric car.
Wow.
Yeah, she was like Miss Green.
She's a big triathlete now.
Yes. Yep, still a big triathlete. So she was in good shape. She was perfect for that red suit.
And the other one I'm thinking of, I can't remember her name, but she used to be on Charles in Charge, too.
Oh, yeah. What was her name?
I can't remember her name, though.
And then what was the guy's name? David Chevron or Chevron?
Yep, yep.
And you know what the deal was with him? There was rumors that he was having an affair with JFK Jr., the JFK Jr.'s wife. Yeah, uh-oh. But then, sadly, that all ended, obviously, with the plane crash, the horrible decision there to fly.
Nicole Eggert.
Who was it?
Nicole Eggert.
Oh, yeah, she was one of the big ones on that show.
For a little
bit. As far
bit.
As looks.
For a little bit.
Yeah, as far as the whole looks thing. I mean, could that be more TNA? I mean, that's, come on, what do you think they were selling there, storylines? Give me a break. Nothing has changed. Nothing. Nothing. I think I would go with the A-Team, too. No offense to Will Smith's kid, but I would be more apt to see the A-Team. Neither one would really. The one I want to see is the Airbender, the Avatar thing, M. Night Shyamalan. When that comes out, I'll take my nephew to see it. All right, folks, send them to me, americatonight.net.